Just look at me, and you know that one of the most things I've been saying all of my life is love, okay? And you know what? This is my great pleasure today to be here with you this evening to a very interesting but very challenging theme of the FTU this year, which is the uncategorized. And you know that just yesterday, a friend of mine just asked me that, oh, looking and reading the word uncategorized, he thought it is something so new, so updated, that it's not listed as in any categories available. And I say, no way. It's just a way of playing with words. And anyone can have his own or her own way of understanding and analyzing it, provided that it makes sense. So today, because I love love. So today I would like to take you to the world of love. It's just because that to me, love can be uncategorized. Okay? Thank you for your voice. So now, I would like to share you 3 points. The first point is that I don't remember exactly when I realized that the most important thing to this life to me is love. Because since I was a very young kid, I cared very much how I was loved by my mom, my dad, my grandmother, my auntie, my sisters. And yes, I had a very nice childhood. And when my childhood passed, what's still vivid in my memories are the very beautiful and happy stories we had together with my classmates, with my teachers. All are filled with joy and happiness, I must say. And maybe I have to admit here that the stories are not always happy and beautiful, especially when my family went through difficult time financially. Yes, we had very difficult time. But you know that they were the time I deeply felt the touch of the human love, when there were a lot of people who were willing to give us their kind hands and their kind hearts to help us. And those times, I realized a human love. You know human love? A love which is so vast and so boundless. And it went beyond the limited love between a man and a woman, or the limited love between the love among the members of the families and all. To me, love is something so vast and so boundless, I must say. And then I graduated from university, and I went straight to Ho Chi Minh City Television, and I worked there for very long times. And for the last 19 years, I used to be the producer and the host for a music program called Hai Lai Wun Ai. It means that for what hearts say, it's a music show that encourages people to express out the inner emotions. And by listening to thousands of sharings for those long years, I found out that, oh, finally, I'm not an exception. Because it's not only me, but to many, many other people in the world, love is something really essential, really treasured, and they really long for that. So I find out that we share the same goal of living, that is love. We live for love. Okay? Now we come to number two. If talking about love, so how many kinds of love can you name to me right now? First one, love for? Yes, yourself, okay? This is called self-love. And the second, you can name right away, the love you give for your beloved, just like love for your mom, your dad, your husband teachers, your neighbors, if they are lovely, okay? Okay, so name on. What else? You can say that you can have the love for things around you, just like your home, your pets. Yes, you have dogs and cats. You have the favorites, belongings. You have your hometown. You have your home country. You have a lot of things you love. And then, what else? You have the love for your mother nature. And you have the love for some specific hobbies, just like who loves reading? Raise your hand. Okay, good. Who loves watching movies? Okay, a lot. Who loves music? Okay, who loves football? Me either. I'm not a fan of football. But I want to say that you have love for a lot of topics, okay? So you can name 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10. It means that the list may be endless, okay? But I would like you to remember by naming love 1, love 2, love 3, love 4. It means that you have just put loves into different categories. It means to you there are different kinds of love. And by saying that there are different kinds of love, you tend to have different ways of treating each of them differently. It means that there is some love you would devote more of your time and devotion. Some loves you say, no, I don't like this, so you give it very little love. Some loves you say that, oh, I should go on. And some loves you say, no, I don't like it anymore, I should stop. Okay? And by separating yourself to others, it means we are two different ones, okay? You tend to care very much about your own feelings, how you feel. You are hurt, you are happy, you are depressed, or you, yes, a lot of emotions inside you when you face to other the way other people treat you, okay? And because you see us as different independent individuals, so we tend to care about what may be right and what may be wrong, okay? And when you say that what may be right and what may be wrong, you tend to be very strongly critical. You don't like other people who are against your belief or your living philosophy. Or sometimes you are eager to hurt other people if they don't share the same opinion as yours. Just some example, okay? In the past, the love between a rich and a poor would be considered inappropriate, all right? Okay, yes, recent time is less severe, but who knows, the taboo is still there, who knows? Up to now, only the love between a man and a woman, I mean the two different sexes, would be considered appropriate. And this has caused a lot, it has been causing a lot of suffering and pain to a lot of people who don't belong to this only appropriate, conventional, sexual orientation either one. Do you agree? Yes. Up to now, the love from human beings, we human beings, to other species, a kind of superior. Because we human beings think that we are superior to most of the rest species. So we tend to forget or we just ignore that other living beings, they have their own rights to live their own lives too. Okay? And up to now, you must see that our Mother Earth still crying for help. Because a lot of us don't see us as parts of this earth, so we have no guilt in exploiting the earth to the fullest. By all means, just to satisfy our more and more hungry needs. Okay? How sad to hear about these endless examples. So now, I would like to lead you to my number three. You know, one of the most striking facts I learned from my master several years ago is that we, you and I, and all of us, are not separated as independent individuals at all. But in fact, we are just elements of one thing and only unit. Okay? And it's easy for me to accept that fact. Because you see, we are so different, okay? But then I sit down and I reconsider. And you see, for example, in a relationship, do you have any sweethearts already? Anyone? You have sweethearts? Yes, okay, me too. In a relationship, if it's not in a very lovely mood, you hurt your sweetheart, he or she is so upset. How about you? Are you happy?
No.
You are upset too. Okay? In a family, if someone gets angry and raises a quarrel, yeah. Okay? Who can avoid the bad impact? Everyone in the family gets involved. Okay? And in a society nowadays, you see, whenever there is some very bad news spreading over the Facebook, so every one of us reading over it, and could be upset too. So it means that, it seems to me that this would be influenced by some other people. And this would be utmost obvious, I must tell you. How would you find this summer? Is it lovely? This summer has been very hot. It's so hot, strikingly hot, record-breaking hot. And we notice that it seems to me that the weather is getting hotter and hotter every year. And we have to see that the global we are all living in are getting weaker and weaker. And who? We have to wonder to ourselves, who caused this? Any single one of us, including you and me. For us. Because by using a lot of air conditioners, a lot of fans, a lot of lights, we are heating up our global. By cutting trees down, we are destroying the natural lungs of the world. By exhausting a lot of industrial waste to the environment, we are damaging the ozone layer. So the UV beams from the sun are reaching us more easily and causing a lot of damage to our health and to the environment in general. Okay? And we can give another reason, endless list again. So now, we have to accept the fact that we are all connected together in this world and to this world. Okay? And so whatever we do, whatever we say, whatever we think may cause bad impacts and good impacts to other people, to other living beings, to all the rest, and they are coming back to you yourself also. So it means that if you are aware of that fact, would you waste your time anymore sitting down trying to put loves into different categories anymore? No. Okay? Because we are one. Any love you have, we have. So you don't want to waste your time categorizing loves anymore. And by being aware of the fact that in fact we are only one, deep inside you, there would form a very strong love, never stops growing inside you. The very Sweet love, the fluffy friendliness for everyone, everything, every living being in the world, and for the whole universe. And I call it, this is so vast, so huge, so holistic love called the uncategorized love. Or to be more precise, this universal love. When you don't have to categorize any love anymore, it would become the unique love, the uncategorized love. The so sweet love that you leave and you give it to every other living being around you. No matter who they are, no matter how they are they visible or invisible? We cannot see them. Or they are weak, they are strong, they are long, large, or they are medium, or they are short. Or are they subtle, or they are gross, just like me, okay? Or they are born already, or they are coming to birth. No matter, you love them all, okay? And you would be very glad and happy day by day to see that if you possess those kind of love, you would no more, you would possess no more hatred or resentment to anybody. You don't feel like to get angry with anyone, anything anymore. You would find yourself wishing no harms to any others. And you have no intentions to cause damages to any others, no matter physically or mentally. You would find yourself more hesitant to take away the life of others, no matter for food or for pleasure. Or again, you would find yourself more sympathetic to others' suffering or loss. So it means that any bad deeds, bad actions, bad thoughts, or bad sayings, indiscriminating or humiliating others, or destroying others, or damaging others, would be day by day reduced or eradicated. Okay? And then I would like you to look at this at a large scale. If you and I can be aware of that fact and nurture that kind of love, and we take action the same way, how would this world get better? And if it's not only you and me, but dozens of us in this hall can do the same, how much this world get better? And if it's not only dozens of us, but hundreds of us, or thousands of us, or hundred thousands of us can do the same, how much this world of us get better, you see? And now, this is kind of the power, the limitless power of the united love altogether we can have. The very amazing and holistic power of the united, uncategorized love, or the universal love we all together can have. So together, we would be very powerful indeed. Okay? So if we are very powerful, we can do a lot in this world, all right? And so we have to take action, right? What to start, when to start, it all depends on you and me right now. But I know, everything takes time. And I would be a daydreamer. Daydreamer, it was said that only one day after today, any of us can dramatically change into an all good and no bad one, okay, a perfect one, no way. But you must say that once you realize that you can possess a universal love, the uncategorized love, day by day, you and I are making less and less unknowingly mistakes. And we are trying to make more and more positive actions. Day by day, you and I are keener, eager, more eager to help other people, other species. Maybe just some little things at first, but then you would want to do it more often because you feel so happy to do it more often. Every day, you will find yourself to get closer to your nature. It means that you are trying as much as possible. You try every possible ways possible to reduce the use of the plastics. And you plant some trees and some flowers whenever you can. Or you are very eager to join in some social activities to clear the trash in public and so on. And yes, the example simple that way, you can name a lot, me too. And what all of them say, they all want to say that by doing this, by learning it day by day, you and I are getting greener, fresher, more positive, and more loving. All right, you love it? You want to do it? We can do it. No, nothing is impossible. Just like that, all that positive features come from the uncategorized love, the universal love that we attain.